Now, once again, here's Mark.
Well, good morning, everybody. Four minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock today. Today we're going to get into trouble, and that's because Tom Blackwell's sitting here to my right. And the last time we were here, we were talking about black water tanks and motorhomes and poop and all that kind of stuff.
And walking around on top of the motorhome in the middle of the desert trying to look for a signal.
Yeah.
Because you forgot to call somebody or email somebody. The Robin Williams, the RV trip. RVers are the ones that would really appreciate stuff like this.
And no, you're right about that. There's no question about that. That's the... They're the ones that called in nice things. and there was others that didn't think it was real doggone funny. Let me take care of some business real quick. Strictly Diesel Service and Repair is up on I-17 and Pinnacle Peak Road. Nate runs a Strictly Diesel, and he's a good guy. So if you have a diesel truck, and we're talking about light-duty domestic and foreign diesel trucks, if you have one that you can't fix or no one else can, then it's worth the drive to go by Strictly Diesel, talk to Nate, and he'll talk to you, but obviously he's not going to fix it for you unless he can open up the hood, reattach this line, and say goodbye. That's not likely, but it does happen. Nevertheless, I-17 and Pinnacle Peak Road, Monday through Friday, and you can also go to Strictly Diesel website and look at some of their parts and stuff like that because they're pretty good at that. We're going to go take a phone call right off the bat. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
How can I help you?
Yes, I had a couple questions. I got my Toyota 4Runner was involved in the accident, and we got it was a total loss. And what's the process as far as going on the DMV website to for the process of letting DMV know about the total loss and...
Well, you don't have to worry about that because the insurance company is going to take care of that. The insurance company will let DMV know that it's not on the road anymore. But, you know, you can call them and say, hey, this VIN number has been wrecked, and you should call your insurance company as well. But you don't worry about that. That's not something you should worry about. Now, you had a second question.
Yes. I'm going to be looking for a mid-size SUV, going to be shopping for a new vehicle. What's your idea as far as the transmission, the CVT?
I don't like the constant velocity transmissions. So okay. You can do whatever you want. Got an opinion,
right.
Tom Blackwell?
It's a non-fixable. When they break, you're done.
And you can only buy them from the dealer, and they know that, and their pricing structure shows that. And I'm thinking that I got a life expectancy. You give me yours first.
60,000 miles.
Up to?
Maybe 120. On a good day, going downhill with the engine turned off, mind you.
I'm thinking 80 to 120, but we're still at the 120 top end.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not quite sure that that's in your best interest, but certainly you're welcome to do whatever you want. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Mark.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, Rick. 602-508-0960, 602-508-0960. So I've been in a lot of trouble lately, and I bought you something. And folks can't hear it, but they can see it. Listen. You know what that is? Wait. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Let's see if they can guess. Okay? Listen. Let's see if they can guess. 602-508-0960, 602-508-0960. Now, I hate to put you on the spot. From the South, I'll give them a free oil change, conventional oil change.
If they guess.
If they guess right.
Okay.
And you're going to be North. 10-4?
10-4.
You be North, I'll be South.
Okay.
We don't have an East and a West, but we don't care. If you want a free oil change.
North. This is just a North-South show today.
Exactly. So Tom Blackwell, who's flying wingman with me today, is at 40th Street in Greenway. We've been buddies. When did you open your shop?
1995.
Okay. So we've been buddies since then. Mm-hmm. And I opened mine in 1994. Both of us have gray hair. Both of us have been around the block. I'm going to ask you for a couple of these. Both of us know a good technician during an interview. And both of us can stand at the front counter and listen to a customer and know right off the bat, this isn't going to be a dance partner. The flip side of the coin
is you can, you know, the person who's going to listen, they're going to understand, they're going to let you, us, do the job that we are hired to do and not help us fix the car other than the information. And you know that the marriage is going to be good right out of the chute.
And I'll add to that. They're not telling you anything about YouTube. They're not telling you what to fix. They're not telling you what the price is. They're not telling you what their son in Cincinnati said. They're not saying what the neighbor said. It's they give you symptoms. They got their keys mm-hmm. in their hand, and we're going to write down year, make, and model on their work order. But they give you symptoms. And under the best of conditions, they either give you the symptoms, or I like this. Here's my wife's phone number. She's at work. Call her, and she'll give you the symptoms because she's the primary driver because it can get screwed up otherwise.
It's information.
Yeah.
Information.
And we're only good on the diagnostic part as we are with respect to the symptoms. So the better you can... A guy calls me up today, a friend of mine, 5 o'clock this morning. He thinks I'm still asleep. I said, I've already had coffee and breakfast. He says he left the dome light on his SUV, and it wasn't on very long, but it wouldn't start. I think it was on longer than he said.
Did he say, yeah. So anyway, did he talk about that? Click, click, click.
Okay. And see, that's low voltage?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're home free. It didn't clunk, and that was it. So 602-508-0960, 602-508-0960, if you want to guess what that noise was, 602-508-0960. Oh, we already got a caller. Remember where we were at? Do you remember? Neither do I.
On the first one? The second one?
No, we were talking about symptoms and stuff. Okay, hey, Gil, who's the next one? Caller? No,
Don is next.
Don, good morning to you. How can we help you?
I think it's a whoopee cushion.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
A whoopee cushion.
A whoopee cushion.
No, strike one. You only get one guess if on a phone call. That's it. I'm sorry. But when you hear what it is, it'll go ding, and you'll know. Now, I want you to know I bought a bunch of these. I'm giving them out to my friends. And they're not whoopee cushions.
I'll get one.
No, you're not. you don't need one, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And I can't even give you a clue because I think that the noise tells you everything you need to know. But anyway, thanks for your guess, Don. That was a good one. Now, a whoopee cushion, I think, would sound like. That's what I think, right?
Yeah,
like your dog passing gas or something like that.
Or somebody passing
or
gas.
Or somebody, yeah. Whoopee cushion. That's what it would be.
Is that a cowboy on a saddle kind of a thing?
Yeah. Or tight Levi's. Stop it now. We're just going to get in trouble. So 602-508-0960. I'll give you the noise one more time. Here's the noise. Okay. 602-508-0960. You got an oil change either. Blackwell's North. So we were together. We started together. We've been around the block. We got gray hair. Uh-huh. We know the good and the bad. We like customers who just give us the symptoms. We like customers who don't tell us what parts to buy. God, that just drives me crazy. I want to know where I should go to get a fuel pump, and I want a Motorcraft.
Or?
What?
It needs an oxygen sensor. How much to put it in?
Yeah. And then they're on the phone, and
that's what the guys up the street said.
Yeah.
So it needs it.
Yeah. And we got to be nice, too. It's also YouTube, they said they need an oxygen sensor. Or they'll call you, and they say, I need a timing chain replaced on it, da-da-da. And then you can't give an estimate because you have to ask so many questions. What motor? What year? And then maybe a production date of it. Then it's going to ask you, and I'm using this as an exaggeration, does it have Hydro Boost? Does it have single exhaust, dual exhaust?
Four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive.
Automatic or standard.
Exactly. All those questions have to be answered. And you can't. And then if you can't answer those questions, what do you do?
When, and let's go back to the, this is what's, it's got this code, it needs an oxygen sensor, O2 sensor.
Okay.
All right. The term, and you and I have talked about this, what's behind the code?
It tells you the problem's in Ohio. You have to find the city, the street, and the address.
Right, and it's not in Cincinnati. Could be. It could be in Cleveland. But which way is wind blowing?
Well, I understand. Yeah. I understand. The code doesn't mean nothing. It means the direction.
Right.
And so that's why I say it's the state. We still got to find everything else. It's kind of like an O2 sensor. We hear O2 sensor all the time. We have measured it 25% of the time we actually put one O2 sensor, not four, depending on the mileage.
Right.
One, fuel filters that are plugged up is a big issue. It causes an O2 sensor code because it's a lean code.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to richen it up, which takes the converter out, right?
Right. And then we got rotten egg smell. Mm-hmm. So that kind of goes hand in hand. We got an O2 sensor and we got a rotten egg smell. It's also, there's so many other ones. Vacuum leaks?
Evap. So it needs an evap.
Right. It needs something in
solenoid,
the evap.
So that's wrong.
Okay.
Oh, so that's what it needs. So give me a price on that.
Okay. Well,
the fact of the matter is, or could be, which, you know, 50% of the evap problems that we have are gas cap.
And I'm going to disagree with you.
At least this is what we're running into.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I would say this. 50% of the cars with an evap code come in with a new gas cap. They've already tried. Then mm-hmm. you hear, oh, I can't buy one from the auto parts store. I have to go to the dealer. You know, you can go buy a gas cap, 400 different brands, and ain't going to fix your car, in my opinion, other than maybe 10% of the time. What we're running into is broken lines and bad grommets.
Mm-hmm.
And broken plastic lines that are about the size of an ink pen cartridge.
Up on the top of the fuel tank. And you got to move them around. and that's just the way things are built today. With the non-metal line, they're all plastic lines.
And EVAP, what we're talking about, folks, is EVAP is the evaporative system where we suck the fumes off your fuel tank, clean them up, and put them back in the engine. The computer knows that's either going on or not going on. So the EVAP system has a lot of components on it. We had one the other day for the first time. We put smoke in it and couldn't find it. Couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have to wait till it gets worse because we just can't find it. And it's a leak. It's a leak because on this end of it, we don't have what we need, but we can't find out why we don't have what we need.
One thing that I hear, or once in a while, when the light came on and this EVAP code is there, I'll ask, or we'll ask, do you have any fuel smell? Oh, by the way, yeah, we do. We pull it in the garage, close the door, come out a little while later. Fuel smell. You won't get the fuel smell when the EVAP system is closed like you would on a car back in the 60s or the 70s where you got the vapor coming out of the carburetor, etc. So that's something if, you know, somebody's had that problem, we've seen it.
Well, I had one last week that he said he smelled gas after he filled up and he had an EVAP code. And I said, mm-hmm. Do you stuff the tank? And there's a long silence. And I said, just tell me the truth. All they know is your name is Dan. And he goes, yeah, I do stuff the tank. And I said, well, it goes hand in hand. You stuff the tank, you get an EVAP code, and you smell gas.
Uh-huh.
And so knock it off. And tell your wife to knock it off because I'm sure she's the one that's doing that. And you can hear her in the background yell, no, I'm not. 602-508-0960, 602-508-0960. What's this noise? And we'll be back in a minute. Well, welcome back, everybody. 21 minutes after the hour, 10 o'clock. Tom Blackwell from Blackwell Automotive sitting next to me. My name is Mark Salem. We're here every Saturday between 10 and 12 talking about car and car repair. What are you doing over there?
Playing the drums.
Oh, I don't need
it's the air drums.
Yeah.
Air drum. Not air guitar, but air drum.
You have to know, I am flying the plane. You can see I'm doing 20 different things, and you're sitting on my right waving your hands. I'm thinking you need to go to the bathroom. If you need to go to the bathroom, hang your headset up and go to the bathroom.
Have you seen that movie, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels?
No, I haven't.
Where Steve Martin is sitting there, and he's looking over, and he says, may I go to the bathroom, please?
He's looking over what? What kind of environment?
Yeah, so the scene is he's at a table, and he's a goofball, and he's looking down the table, and he says to, I can't think of the guy's name anyway, he says, may I go to the bathroom, please? And everybody says, well, sure. And he just looks over, and He never moves, so don't listen to anything. Okay. Don't tell me to do something.
You know, we're not doing that here. If you need to go to the bathroom, then you go to the bathroom. It's right behind you, second door on your left. All righty, Auto Dynamics is Sun City's largest and most trusted source for complete automotive services. Family-owned and operated since 1982, they're proud of their quality and their service. Chuck Nidey opened that facility a long time ago in 1982. His son Derek now runs it. Derek is the kind of guy you hope your daughter brings home, although he's married. He's just that kind of a young man. He's smart, he's intelligent, he's kind, and that's a whole lot of adjectives that Tom and I are not privy to. Nevertheless, if you're in Sun City, I'd like to recommend that you stop by Auto Dynamics on the north side of Grand Avenue, just west of 99th Avenue. All right, there's a lady who's turning 70 today. Her name is Lynn. She's a friend of mine. I'm going to try to find her a boyfriend. She doesn't want to get married. She just wants to have a dinner date, a movie date every once in a while. And she says something just slightly less than going steady. I don't know what that level is. I guess it's a BFF. I don't know.
Friends with benefits?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying that, but I'm her best friend, BF. Okay, right. I don't know. Anyway, she's been known to carry a gun, so I'm not thinking we're going to get a lot of guys that raise their hands.
Well, I look at that as if you send the wrong person or you have the wrong idea, she'll come back and shoot you.
Well, I don't know about that.
So this
that,
could go two ways.
Yep, she's a very strong woman. There's no question about it. You and I both know what strong women are, and those are the ones that look you in the eye, let you finish your sentence, and just tell you you're full of cow manure.
Uh-huh.
And they raise their hand when you're lying. My wife does that all the time.
And they don't even blink when they're doing it.
She walks around with her hand up in the air 24/7. She says, "What comes out of your mouth? I have no idea where it comes from." I said, "I don't either. Just the hard drive goes to the mouth, and boom, it's out." And so there's just not enough room on my hard drive. I can't even speak to just do a lot of things at once. But nevertheless, Lynn. We've known her. She's been a customer of ours for a long time. I'm going to her 70th birthday this afternoon. But she's exactly the kind of, you know, she's just a nice lady. And she doesn't look like she's 70 years old. She's very fit. But she just has that, she has, how can I put this in a nice way? She has particular parts of a man. How does that sound?
She has the ability to be strong and stern and let you know what she's thinking and how she wants you to move when she wants to.
Yeah. Well,
can you fill in the blanks?
You can. But anyway, Mark at MarkSalem.com. She's looking for somebody who hasn't been married 92 times. She's looking for somebody that has their driver's license, which means it's not been suspended for drunk driving.
Does she want somebody with a Social Security number of 3? Or
you know,
later.
I don't know. I don't know. I'll ask her, though. Maybe she'll call in and tell us. Anyway, Mark at MarkSalem.com if you're a gentleman in that age group and maybe you live on in the East Valley.
Do you want to narrow it down like, by west at this street?
Nope. I'm not doing that. Anyway, this is not a dating game, but I told her I had a surprise for her today, and I didn't really ask her much. I just said, you know, I'm gonna mention your name on the radio.
So, what you're saying is that you're not Mark Eubanks?
No, that's it. That's it. Watch this. I'm looking for that. I'm looking for that. Did you hear that? I can't even know where. There's the speaker. Let it go. Huh? If you know what that is, 602-508-0960. It's not a whoopee cushion. 602-508-0960.
Okay, like I said, both of us have been around for a while.
Yeah, we have.
We've seen and had a lot of experience with a whole lot of different things.
Now, certain things, yeah.
Well,
you
I
can't
mean,
brag about everything.
Exactly. Well, no, it's just you, in our business, which I think is kind of unique in that when you've got the mother, the father, the daughter, the son, the granddaughter.
Grandma and grandpa.
You have aunt and uncle. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You have all of the things that you learn, everything about the family, right? Mm-hmm.
I thought we were talking about customers in a car repair shop.
Okay, go ahead.
Keep your mind on
what we're talking about, okay. The auto repair business.
Okay.
This is where we're at, front counter, whatever.
Okay.
All right. So as we've moved through this, nobody would ever understand, unless they've been in our business. I think we're pretty unique that you learn all kinds of things.
Especially since you're on the front counter a lot.
Everything. The doctor visit, the son, the daughter, the driving, the problems, the wife, the husband, they're getting a divorce, can you help me? And the list goes on and on
right.
and on.
There's no
so,
question.
So we have, what I want to talk about is, when we come back, the funniest stories.
Oh, no.
That you get to pick one story. Mark, you get
nope.
one story.
Nope.
I get one story.
Nope.
Funny, it's clean,
we'll
and everything.
We'll okay. listen to yours, but
all right,
nope,
good.
That
okay.
going.
Okay.
I can
all
tell
right.
you this much, though. Being at the front counter, we hear a lot of things that we know right off the bat is a hunk of bull, because the dad's, not the dad, the husband saying it about the wife, or the wife saying it about the husband.
Uh-huh.
And they don't have enough information to know. I mean, the husband goes into tremendous detail about the thing his wife said. You know what I mean? So it's kind of blaming on somebody. So we get that a lot. But the longer you stand at the front counter with respect to the automobile or auto repair industry, I think the more astute you become about human behavior. Now, they can do the same thing to us.
Mm-hmm.
They know this. They know whether the guy in front of them is going to patronize them and pat them on the back and send
tell them what
them
they want to hear.
Or the senior guys like you and me, I think we ask more questions so that we can save them some money. We can maybe do a front counter diagnosis kind of close.
Mm-hmm.
At least let's get there. And then I'll tell you something else. I've had female service writers that men won't even talk to them.
Exactly.
And they'll be at the front counter and they'll ask for a man, which is a bad idea. Or they'll just say, just slough them off. So that's usually a bad deal, because you've had female service writers, and I think Christy is now.
Yes.
Okay. And I've got Andy and Renee, and they've been around as long as you and I have. So it's kind of one of those things that you probably, and if they're family, you probably want to be as nice as you can, but it's okay, because somebody, one of the service writers is going to call you back anyway. 602-508-0960. Welcome back, everybody. 34 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock. No, 10 o'clock. I should probably
o'clock.
Fix that up. Thompson's Auto Repairs in Mesa. Brian and Thelma own and operate Thompson's Auto Repair. Since 1970, the family's been involved. And even before that, Brian's dad and Thelma's dad were in the gasoline business. So their names are really well known in the Mesa area. And they're the only shop in Mesa area that I can recommend. So they're on Main Street, just east of Stapley. Thompson's Auto Repair, good people, and very, very honest. Colleen, you're up next. How can we help you?
Hi. I want to say first, I love your show.
Thank you very much.
And then, is that sound a lottery ticket?
No.
Darn.
No. And when you hear what it is, you're just going to go, wow. Now, I'm going to give you a clue. I bought a bunch of these, and I'm handing it out to my friends. And it's something they can take home, and it's something that everybody's going to use, and everybody would want one. And I actually bought 10 of them because I know all my friends once they see them. But anyway, thank you for that guess. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Good luck.
And it, maybe Dottie knows. Dottie, how can we help you today?
No, I don't. I couldn't guess.
No, it's okay.
I want to ask, tell you, I'm also 70 and looking.
Okay. All right. Dottie, you tell me what part of town you're in and email me whatever information you want me to use, and we'll turn this into a damn dating show.
Like I said.
Okay,
Mark
at MarkSalem.com. And you know what? We'll even run criminal histories on them before we send them to you.
I'll have fun.
Okay. And that was MarkSalem.com?
It's Mark with a K at MarkSalem.com.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Now, my car issue here is I have a classic 71 Super Beetle.
Okay.
Now, I want to ask you, as you, I'm sure you know that the battery is below the back seat.
Sure.
Okay. Now, the car was unfortunately in a flood.
Okay.
In 1994. I've had it for 44 years.
Good for you.
It's like family to me. But anyway, what I want to know is the bottom is really rotted out from the flood.
Okay.
And I was in Branson, Missouri, didn't even know it was in a flood in Oregon.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I want to know, right now it's I'm wondering if the battery is moving.
Okay.
And can it cause it to stall and, you know, when I'm driving?
Okay, both of us have an answer for you. It's supposed to be securely fastened to the car, and that's kind of what we want it to do. I think, depending on the size of the metal that's bad, mm-hmm. I'm thinking putting a metal battery tray in there, bolting it up, but mm-hmm. beforehand, clean and spray that rubberized undercoating on the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're a fabricator, so you're going to beat me on this thing. And then I'd put either a plastic tray or a metal tray in. I'd put a couple of U-bolts bolted down. Now, the cowboy in me says, cover the entire floor of that particular well with 3/4-inch plywood and spray it with undercoat, put the battery on top, and be done.
Now, are you, because you're a cowboy, are you thinking of tying it down with barbed wire?
I would probably use baling wire because barbed wire is going to hurt her fingers. She jump starts, a Ford or something like that.
Right.
So go.
But back with the stalling, battery moves around. Maybe the cable's loose. Maybe, something along those lines.
Yeah.
And the ground,
power.
The negative battery cable goes to the chassis, not to the motor. If I recall on that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the answer to your question is what do you do? We got to keep it situated. And frankly, this isn't a big deal. Any of us gray-haired guys know how to handle this. So what part of town do you live in?
I'm in North Scottsdale, but I have the mechanic. Okay. But I'm tired of, they're already all the way in Mesa.
Okay, well, Tom, who's sitting next to me here, is on 40th and Greenway. That's just a mile south of Bell. So if you wanted to stop by his, he'd be happy to look at it.
40th Street?
Yeah, 40th Street and Greenway, just north of Greenway on 40th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And probably Monday mornings and Friday afternoons is a bad time to just drop in. But other than that, he can look at it just about any time you want.
Do you have his phone number?
Go ahead, Tom.
602-992-5478.
And,
okay, 95478. And then Tom, you can do the bolt key and the plywood below.
Absolutely. And we're gonna cover all facets of the construction industry: plywood for the carpenter, mm-hmm. baling wire for the cowboys. Mm-hmm. Electrical wire for the electrical industry,
yeah,
and drywall screws to hold the cables onto the battery.
And he's teasing you about the drywall screws because we're not doing that. but the idea is if he's a fabricator. Tom's a fabricator. He could make a tray and probably form fit the floorboard with a piece of aluminum. I'm a cowboy. Spray it with some undercoating, control the rust, put plywood on top, bolt the battery down. Now, I'm assuming that there's some of the floor that I can use to bolt it down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Tom's a fabricator, so he deals with metal and all that kind of stuff. On a 1 to 10 scale, if the way I do it is going to be a 3. The way you're going to do it is going to be, what, 4, 5, 6?
Mm-hmm.
And just in difficulty and quality. That's what I'm trying to say, difficulty mm-hmm. and quality. But anyway, Dottie, thank you very much for calling, and congratulations on having a VW that long. They were always good cars. We learned a lot of breaking our teeth.
We learned a lot of things on VWs.
That's
growing
exactly right
up.
And we knew that the fuel lines at the carburetor, if they're leaking, there's probably going to be a fire. So if you smell gas driving that thing, make sure you have somebody check it out. David, you hang on. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back, everybody. 44 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, Mark Salem and Tom Blackwell here, 602-508-0960. Tom's a owner of Blackwell Automotive up at 40th Street and Greenway. We've known one another since 94, 95, and we've both been in a terrible amount of trouble, but it's okay. That's just the way we work. Anyway, let's go to David. David, thank you for holding. How can we help you?
Well, good morning to you, gentlemen. The sound I hear sounds a lot like the transporter sound whenever they would activate it on the the Enterprise.
Oh, yeah, Star Trek. Uh-huh. What do you think?
God, this, you know how you, when you had the Jeopardy question answered, and it's
close. Great,
it's close.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and I, David, I'm going to allow Gil to tell you what it is because it's close. It's should we just give him an oil change anyway? Because I mean,
you know
he's
what?
Close.
Yeah, I'll tell you what he's close.
Okay.
What part of town are you in?
I'm over in Avondale right now.
Well, you're going to have to go to 40th and Greenwell or Warner and I-10. Work it in to your schedule at your next oil change. You're going to call and say, I want an oil change, a conventional oil change on Mark Salem's show. And make an appointment where you... Monday mornings and Friday afternoons are bad for obvious reasons. But you will wait for it. Both of us will schedule you. So you come in, we do the oil change, and you're gone. So you don't have to leave your car. Okay?
Great.
All right, David, thank you very much. And what's the noise? On Star Wars, what's the noise?
Whenever the ship takes off at the end of the show.
Oh, okay.
You see it going away.
Okay, gotcha. All right, I'm going to play it for everybody else. Sooner or later, somebody's going to get this. Okay, it's something you hold in your hand. I'll spot on that. Something that you hold in your hand. Automatic Transmission Exchange is in Mesa. It's a good place, and it isn't. Automatic Transmission Exchange is at 40th Street in Washington. It's a good place to go because Phil's been around the block. He's got a lot of hair, but it's gray. He's been around since automatic transmissions first came up in cars. So he started with the Power Glides and even the older transmissions. You got one that's older?
Cruise-O-Matic,
Select-O-Matic. Yep, thank you.
Hydromatic.
Yep, thank you. Phil's got all of that. Now, keep in mind, we shift transmissions. We used to shift transmissions with your foot, speed, and vacuum. Anything else?
The governor.
Okay. The throttle cable.
Exactly.
And so there was a cable associated with your foot or attached to your throttle, and as you drove, then it would raise pressure and shift the car. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, today we use electric solenoids. So when the computer sees this speed, this RPM, and it knows what's going on, it determines when it's going to shift. Phil knows both of those. If you understand the fundamentals, you understand the electronics. So that's Automatic Transmission Exchange, a good guy to go to if, in fact, you are needing some transmission work or you don't know. Question, Tom, of all the transmission problems that come into your facility, how many of them absolutely demand an overhaul?
Less than 20%.
And I would say the same thing. Mm-hmm. People are kind of afraid about transmission problems, but oftentimes in newer model cars, it isn't even a transmission problem. It's an engine miss. It's a slipping because of fluid. There's a lot of different things that can cause it. But the good news is 20% of them actually need an overhaul. It's a little bit more expensive than it was in the 70s.
But they are, despite what people think, I think, they're compartmentalized so that you can diagnose a particular part of it easier than you could before, like a control module on a Dodge Caravan.
Okay, and what you're really talking about is there's solenoids that shift everything. Yeah, the solenoid pack. So once you get out your diagnostic equipment, then you can typically find out that this solenoid isn't passing the fluid to the next solenoid or something like that, or this solenoid's not doing what it's supposed to. But then more important, is it being commanded to do what it's supposed to? And so all of that goes into the transmissions. And it's not, how many transmissions do you fix with changing the fluid?
Let's see. There's dust on this question because it never happens.
And I agree with you. Now, unless the fluid's low, then you can fix it with fluid.
Well, yeah, because it has to have fluid pressure to
right.
go. So I'm picking up, you know, if you drive around a corner and all of a sudden the engine spins up and you don't go anywhere, and then you get straight again, and then all of a sudden you've got, you know, forward motion. Fluid okay. could be low, picking up air through the valve body.
And what he's talking about, the oil pan is only about 2 or 3 inches thick. And if it's low on fluid, when you turn a corner, all the fluid sloshes to one side, and the suck portion of the transmission is in the center of the oil pan. So when all the fluid goes to one side, the transmission sucks air, and then that creates all kinds of neutral problems, banging problems, shift problems. So a lot of times adding fluid will fix that. But it's not likely to be something in the newer cars. That's really something that would be in the older cars.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then as far as the transmissions are concerned, it's my opinion, and you know what, I got to get Roger. Roger, I'm sorry. You're up next, and I apologize.
I'm here. Thank you.
You bet. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, hello. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
I live in Payson.
Okay.
We've talked before. And I know you're familiar with Payson and our car dealerships up here, and we're limited by two. But I want to buy a vehicle that I can't buy up here under dealer's manufacturer's warranty. But if I buy one, say, in the Valley, in Phoenix area somewhere, and I need manufactured repair done on that vehicle, can I have a local mechanic fix that car without voiding the warranty?
No. You can do maintenance, but no, he can't. I have a comment. I know one of them is Chevrolet and Dodge, yes?
Yes.
Okay. In the 10 years I've been up there, I've had a lot of experience with lots of auto repair shops. And not too long ago, there was a lady that was stuck up north, and she had a fuel contamination. And the dealership up there started at $16,000. And they said that the fuel tank was full of dirt. We sent an investigator out there. He took a fuel sample. There was no dirt. Then they said the fuel was filled with gasoline, and we found out, yes, it's one-third gasoline. Then they said, oops, we made a mistake. It's full of diesel exhaust fluid because this was a diesel. And then we went run another sample, and there was no DEF, and they stuck with the $16,000 estimate throughout. So I was charged with the responsibility of fixing it. I had to tow to Payson, and Chapman fixed it. And their bill was $600.
Huh.
So I'm pretty proud of my relationship with them, and I'm a Dodge and a Chevy guy anyway. But yes, if you buy a Fiat, you're going to have to go to the Valley, and the manufacturer's warranty will often come and get it if you're broke down. But I'm not quite sure they're going to come to Payson a lot for you. They're probably going to want you to go north, or they're going to want you to go to Camp Verde or Cottonwood or something like that. But I think the answer to your question specifically, the answer is no. You can have the Payson shops do maintenance, but you can't have them fix anything. And the other independent shop I like is Coyote on Main Street. Dan runs that.
I know. I've been there.
And Dan, I want to tell you something. We screwed up a motorhome. Big time. Big time. And we were supposed to put an axle in it. And as you know, Tom, we didn't flood the hubs. So the lady got up to north of Payson, and the axle came out. And, man, did we have a mess.
Twisted the end of the housing off.
Oh. So we towed it as far as Payson, and then we were going to have another transporter pick it up. So I went to him, and I said, I've never done business with you before. And he goes, I know you very well. He says, my general manager used to work for you. And so I got to meet him. And I says, can I have it towed here? And he goes, yeah. And I told him what it was. And I said, I'm going to bring you a whole new differential. The whole differential from hub to hub. Will you take the old one out, give it to me, and then reinstall it? He goes, yeah. So then I drove it down to the Valley to make sure. And then she drove it to Alaska, and she made it. But he saved my butt. I told him he had to pay me full price, and he argued with me. But he did a really good job for me. So both Chapman and the Coyote are places I recommend. I would like to recommend more, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, the reason I ask, I've heard conflicting information regarding this. Somebody on the Internet who's been a mechanic for about 35 years, I guess, you probably have heard of them. I don't know. I won't give any names. But they say it's... unknown by most people that you can't have a vehicle under manufacturer's warranty repaired at a non-dealership place at a trust mechanic without going to a dealership. even though that car is under manufacturer warranty, and the dealership is not located near me at all. I'm 2 hours away from any dealership where I want to buy a vehicle.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. It's a lie that you can just go there for any reason. Let me give you an example that is true. You break down in Payson, they'll come get you from the valley. Your dealer will come and get you. But, no, you can't pull in. And you're going to ask for trouble if you take this guy's advice. I can remember one time I was in a small town, and I'm not quite remember what happened, but it was a warranty. So I called the dealership, and they said, just have it fixed and bring me the bill. And I said, okay. They said, do you have any idea what you know it's going to be? And I said, I think it's $2 to $2.50. They said, yeah, go ahead and have it done. So the tow bill was going to be more than that. So they allowed me to have that. I think it was an idler pulley and an air conditioning compressor. And so they said, yeah, go ahead and do it. So it was the clutch on an air conditioning compressor and an idler pulley.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the kinds of things you can do. But if you're going to buy if you're going to buy an Audi, I'm pretty sure they're going to frown upon you bringing them repair bills from Payson. Man, keep in mind, maintenance and repair are two different things. But anyway, thank you very much, Roger. Those are great questions. 602-508-0960, 602-508-0960. What's this? That was a good one. That was a good one. 602-508-0960. We got a caller. Who's that?
That would be Chris.
Chris, good morning.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
I've got a 2006 Mazda Miata.
Okay.
33,000 miles, and I've got a front end suspension issue. When I go over a speed bump, the passenger side front right, I get a kind of like a creaky door sound.
Okay.
So I need the recommendation on a shop that can handle suspension issues. I'm in Glendale.
Okay. 38th Avenue and Indians, 38th Avenue and Indian School, Larry Harker's Auto.
Yeah.
38th Avenue and Indian School. If you wanted to do this yourself, is spray the underside of the suspension on that side with your garden hose and go drive it, and then spray upwards in the wheel well, the shock absorber and the mounts.
Well, the strut in this case.
Exactly.
Or strut mount.
Right.
Can be.
And so if you spray up, I don't want you to spray up first because you're going to cover the down. So spray down the bottom of the suspension with water and then go drive it and then spray the top where you turn the nozzle to 12 o'clock and spray the underside of it and the shock absorber that's wrapped around the spring. Just try it. And if you can go in there and say, when I spray the bottom, the noise goes away, then I waited a day or so, and then I sprayed the top and the noise didn't go away, that would help out. It's going to save you a little diagnostic money.
What do you, off the top of your head, what do you think that could be? With low mileage,
it's not going to make any difference, low mileage. We don't have much time. Give me an estimate.
In a case like his?
Yeah, yeah.
$300?
No, to diagnose it.
Oh, you know, depending on who it is, $100, $125.
And I would say $50 to $120, depends on if we have to take something apart to find it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have to take the strut out to find the upper mounts bed, but that's half the labor to the replacement of the strut. So it makes a big difference. Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much. You can go to MarkSalem.com and find good shops in your area. I'm Mark Salem. This is Tom Blackwell, and we'll be back right after this. Four minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, we've got another hour going. If you have a question, a car question, 602-508-0960, 602-508-0960. If you can guess what this is, you win an oil change. Here it is. Anyway, I love that thing. When they know what that is, it's funny. All righty. We talked over the break about ladies and women in our organization.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'll agree they're pretty important.
Extremely important, because they can identify with what's going on.
Okay. But how is important that they know the nuts and the bolts?
They want to know, get to the point. Tell me that you can do what I need to do. Do what you say you're going to do. But back to the women, they can discuss in terms that make it simpler.
Are you talking easier. About which side of the counter are you talking about?
Well,
our side or their side?
I'm talking our side to their side. It's important for that dialogue, in my opinion, to take place.
Okay. Between two ladies, I can agree. There's going to be the guys with the hairy chests that don't want to talk to a lady. That happens.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
And it's really up to the service writer that's doing the job to let him know that she's capable of correcting the problem, understanding what his needs are.
And they can do it. We have Andy as an ARG organization, and she can talk with anybody. But there are times that it's clear that they want to talk to somebody else. You're not going to convince them, and you're not going to chase them away.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pass them to one of the service riders.
Right.
So there are a lot of ladies I can name up at Larry Harker's Auto. Ellen runs the front counter.
Uh-huh.
You're not getting past Ellen. She is just a really nice lady. 25th Street Auto, Billy's wife works there. You've got Christy.
Uh-huh.
And every once in a while, your wife Polly's there. But
gotcha.
She's there usually to beat you up. Bell Auto Service, Vicky's there. She's a partner there. Thompson's Auto Repair, his wife's there. You have all of these guys that have women in their organization. So it's a bad idea for most guys to shine the woman on.
Ooh,
it's a bad idea.
Don't do it.
And so it's just not a good idea. Now, I think the benefit for women is this. Typically, they know more than the guy they're talking to on the phone. Number two, they really bond with other women.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have that nonchalant, non-threatening question and answer time that helps focus in on whatever the diagnosis is.
Yeah, it's a very unemotional, if you will, can't think of the word I'm looking for, but they are able to get to the point of empowerment, and I think that's really important.
Okay.
To have knowledge.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power.
Okay. Kurt's Auto Repair is a good guy. He's also up at I-17 in Bell. He's not also, but he's up at I-17 in Bell. He's been around a long time. Kurt, Eric, and Jeff are all master technicians. They know what they're doing, and they haven't bailed me out. I had customers in their geographical area, like you, that had problems, and I sent them to Kurt's, or I sent them to Blackwell, and you guys always do a good job. And most of the time, I get a call back saying that, and it's not because they're not happy with me. It's because they just forget. Nevertheless, it's nice to be able to refer people to shops that are on my best car repair shops list. And if you want to look at that, it's marksalem.com, marksalem.com. What else were we talking about at the break? We were going to talk about something, but I don't remember what the heck it was, other than the women in our world. And we say that for two reasons. It's comfort for ladies to know that there's ladies involved. And it's comfortable to know our bathrooms are going to be clean. There's going to be coffee that's fresh and hasn't been 2 days in the same pod. And typically there's going to be some kind of a ha-ha moment when the lady walks in and sees another woman, especially with somebody on the counter. Your Christy at the front counter is good. She's been around cars for a long time.
She's worked for me for on January 2nd. 25 years.
And Andy,
she's my daytime wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I've got Polly, my nighttime wife. So I'm wifed out 24 hours a day.
And Andy's the same way. My youngest daughter, and she just got her 20-year trip. We send them on a cruise. We sent her and her husband and her daughter to Florida Disney World or whatever the heck that's called. And so she's been around a long time. She doesn't like it when they say, I want to talk to a man, but she's not going to, or a mechanic. She's not going to fight about that. So she'll say, okay, and she'll usually pass them to Eddie, our service manager, and then they can talk man to man, so to speak. We've got a caller. Who might that be?
That would be Reggie.
Reggie, good morning. How can we help you?
How you doing, Mark? First of all, I love your program, dude. I think it's that transportation sound, I Dream a Genie.
Ooh. Yeah, ooh, that's really close. Hey, Gil, what do you think? Vote for that one. Is that the Dream a Genie thing?
You know, there are some aspects of that show that may have that sound. I'd say yes.
Tom?
And I definitely say yes.
That's it. Okay. All righty, Reggie, what I have in my hand is a small thing that's about 12 inches long. It looks like a baseball bat. It's a magic wand. And so you hold it in your hand, and you push this button, and And we have them up at the front counter. So when our regular customers come in, our regular customers, whoever's at the front counter,
right?
They say, they talk to them and they go, "Oh, Mr. Blackwell, here, put your keys on the table." And then they go and say, "It's fixed, no charge." And I'll tell you something else, Reggie. I bought 10 fire hats. So you're a fireman. When the fire's burning, you put on your fire hat and go put it out, and then you have your magic wand. What else could be better? So, Reggie, this is what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to email me, mark@marksalem.com, and give me a phone number. And I'm going to – now, are you north or south?
Avondale, south.
Okay. Are you ever over in Tempe near Warner and I-10?
I can make it there.
Okay. I want you to call my daughter, Andy, at Salem Boys Auto. Tell her you want an oil change, and you'd like to make an appointment, and they'll let you wait for it. So you get there, sit in the lobby, they'll have you out in no time.
Okay.
And it's free, by the way, free. And the oil change is oil and filter and a thorough checkup of all your car, bumper to bumper. And we're not going to give you a laundry list of things to do. We're going to give you a laundry list of things to watch for. So you don't need this now, but you're going to be in the future. Your right rear shock's seeping oil, but it's not leaking oil, that kind of stuff. So, and if you want, you can go out there and watch them do your oil change and talk to the technician. You just can't take an hour to do that. Okay, Reg?
Sounds great.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I like that. That was he was as close as anybody would come.
Yes, and that was perfect.
And at the end of this magic wand that you can buy for $8.95 on Amazon,
you know what? The show I thought about was George Jetson.
Oh, yeah.
The Jetsons.
Yeah.
I think they had a sound in it like that at some point.
Well, this has a little light bulb at the end, and it turns purple. I'm not going to shine it in your face, but you can see it there.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
My ankle just felt better.
Oh, shut up.
Because my foot is sitting on top of the desk.
You should have put over socks today, because them things stink. So I'm just letting you know. All right. Let me tell you how this got started.
No wonder you won't rub my feet.
Do we have another caller, Gil?
Lines are open.
Okay, 602-508-0960. If you have a car question, 602-508-0960. This is what happened. I had a problem with Wells Fargo. I'm the trustee of an estate. Wells Fargo sent a check to the trust, me. Then they stopped payment on it. And we had just sold a condominium. I didn't understand why they stopped payment. I spent days on the phone, and each person would send me to the next level. I made no progress at all. No one could tell me anything. So I called a friend of mine who's a bank person, a big shot at Wells Fargo, and her name is Linda, and she's a wonderful person. She's one of them strong women. And mm-hmm. I said, I need somebody to help me. So she calls me back, and she says, I want you to call Grant at this phone number. And I said, okay, does Grant have a magic wand? And she says, he works for the CEO. I said, okie dokie. So I called him up, and he said to me, I'm looking at the computer. I understand that you've been passed around a lot. I understand what the situation is. I'm going to call you in 24 hours with an answer. I said, the answer is twofold. Why did you stop payment on the check and then tell me what happened behind the scenes? He says, I will. He calls me back, and he goes, this is a short answer. When you closed on the condominium, there was money left in escrow. We sent you the money as the seller when it really should have gone to the buyer. So we stopped payment on yours, and we reissued a check to the buyer. I said, what a wonderful explanation. Mm-hmm. I understand that. Thank you. So I'm going to send him a magic wand and a fire hat because he's
he
my
put the fire out, and he magically made the problem go away.
2 minutes.
So this is what I did. I sent it UPS the other day, and I got scared because you know this building's got high security. You
uh-huh,
know it
uh-huh,
does.
Uh-huh.
So this is going to go through an X-ray machine. So I put a note on the outside, and I said, Grant Baird did for me in 24 hours what no one else in Wells Fargo could. Inside this box is a fire hat and a magic wand. I want you to give him that so he can put it on his desk. So when his boss walks in, he's going to say, what's that? And he goes, well, here's the note. This guy says, I need this fire hat and the magic wand because what I did for him. So that got it started. Then when I walked around with my magic wand, because I bought a couple, then Bill wants one and Joe wants one and my daughter wants one and my son. So I've been giving out fireman's hats and magic wands on a regular basis.
So where did you buy the magic wands at?
I'm telling you, Amazon. They're $8.95.
Okay.
I just bought 10 the other day, $90 for 10 of them. But I'm giving them away and people love them.
$90 worth of wonder and magic.
Well, and,
it's only $90
and
to have wonder and magic.
I'm okay. However you want to do it, I'm okay.
Right. Let's talk about Lynn for a minute.
Okay.
How can Lynn be part of the magic in the wand? Do you think that Eubanks is going to bring something in today for him?
You know, I don't know. And magic. I don't really even care.
Oh, well, I'm just bringing up what we started the show out with.
I don't know and I don't care. I can tell you this much. I haven't had as much fun with these fireman hats. And let me tell you what I did for my granddaughter. The fireman hat has this stupid badge on the front. A friend of mine just died. He had a small badge collection. I couldn't give the badges away. So I super glued a chief of police badge on the front of my granddaughter's, and I did give her a magic wand. My daughter calls me and she says, Josie's beaten everybody with it, because it looks like a baseball bat. She says, she's beaten everybody with the wand. You got to talk to her. So I talked to her and I explained, she's 5. You don't do that, and if you do, I'm coming up and taking your wand away from you. And so evidently she's okay now. But it's been most fun I've had in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a bunch of wands for everybody. But if you send me an email, mark@marksalem.com, I'll send you the link. And you can buy your own magic wand. But I've had a lot of fun.
Okay, I had fun. The gentleman that called in about the whoopee cushion makes a certain sound.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a remote control whoopee cushion. You know what I'm talking about, right?
A fart machine.
Exactly.
Okay.
A fart machine. Yeah. I didn't want to get... You know,
a remote control.
I didn't want to have too much gas going into the mic here. But anyway, I got one of those, and I slid it underneath one of the chairs in my office in my waiting room. And there was a gentleman sitting there, and we had the most fun looking at the video of what this guy was doing at the different sounds.
Yeah.
By himself, and he's looking around. And, I mean, we just laughed and laughed. And I mean, he was a customer that we had for a while, but anyway.
Okay. That's it. That's the key. You don't do that on a new customer. You do that on somebody who's been doing business with you for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the only one in the lobby. So you don't have 3 ladies in the lobby and be blowing your fart machine, because that ain't going to work. 602-508-0960. We'll be back. Okay, 21 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, Tom Blackwell sitting next to me, owner of Blackwell Automotive, 40th and Greenway, and then, of course, me, Mark Salem. Lynn, who we were at the first hour, who was 70 years old, looking for someone. We probably overemphasized what she was looking for. So she sent me 2 texts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She says, I know you, me, Mark, will treat me nice, but just remember, I know how to use a gun. By the way, you need to treat me nice as an Elvis song, because you don't know this, but she got to kiss Elvis twice. Then she writes back, she's 70, this is her explanation. No boyfriend, that involves way too much commitment. Maybe somebody to have a dinner with a glass of wine, or to be the plus one for an event. I think that's just a sidekick, right?
Uh-huh.
A plus one. Just an occasional companion. So, mark@marksalem.com. If you're about 70 years old and you're not interested in marrying somebody and you just like to go to a movie every once in a while with somebody special, I can tell you this much. You'll like her. She's a nice lady. She's a really nice lady. She's been a customer of mine for 100 years. No, not really 100 years.
Yeah, you just blew it.
Yeah, I know. Greg, good morning to you. How can we help you?
So my dad borrowed my 2009 Altima with the CVT transmission, and he took a look at the transmission and said, hey, you know, I thought it needed a little fluid, so we went down to the store, and they handed him over some ATF, and he put a quart of ATF in it. Now what?
Well, what does the manual say it calls for?
It needs CVT fluid,
okay.
But he put in ATF fluid.
I understand.
With regard to putting it in, drain it, flush it,
okay.
and put the CVT right. fluid in it. You're not gonna damage anything in a short period of time. It's not like putting, you know, some kind of a solvent in the transmission where it's going to tear it up.
And not only that is the ratio here is 1 quart versus 6, 7, 8,
whatever number it is.
So this is something you should have done, drain and refill. But this isn't a big deal, and it's certainly not making your dad cry. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. ATF, let me write this down, ATF and CVT. Okay, John, you're up next. How can we help you?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'm looking for a carburetor exchange shop.
Okay. I'm not going to refer you to anyone because I don't like them. And it's not because they steal business from me. Here's the problem. They're working off your diagnosis. So you're going to take the carburetor in, and they're going to overhaul it. Now, whether they do a good job or not, if they were that good, they'd be working for me for $50,000 to $100,000 a year. So they're
well,
but
give me just symptoms then. Would that be okay?
Well, hang on. Let me finish for everybody else. So then you put it back on, and then there's a battle between you two that you still have the same symptoms. The evaporative system could be sucking air out of the fuel tank. You could have a choke pull-off problem. You can have a float problem. You can have a accelerator pump problem. And all of that can typically be fixed without an overhaul. But give me the symptoms real quick.
Okay. It's an 85 Purcell, and I'm up here north in a cold weather, and I've been spraying it down with the carb cleaner. And I start to... It just starts. I start it up on a cold morning, and it'll just puke out white smoke, just something big time.
Is it white or gray?
It's white.
Okay.
What?
Well, stop! Stop! This is the time to ask questions.
It's certainly most likely it's white.
Okay. Well,
I'm over 60, so the colorblind issues are probably set.
Okay. Out. Okay. White is water. Gray is gas, and black is gas. So if you've got white smoke coming out of the tailpipe first thing in the morning, bad blown head gasket, you've got water in the combustion chamber, and overnight, the pressure of the cooling system forces the water into a cylinder or more, and then as a result, you blow that out in the morning first thing. So
well, it's the vehicle's been sitting for 5 years. It hasn't been driven. Other than short, you know, like 0.1, 1.0, 1.10. So maybe it's closer to the gray.
Okay.
If it were the gray, would that make it more, what'd you say, gas?
Well, what kind of car is this? You said a Purcell?
A Purcell.
Oh, Purcell. Okay. More than likely, somebody can adjust the exterior of the car. Here's the deal. When you pump the throttle two or three times in the morning, it sets the choke. It shuts the flap. When you start the car up, and when you pump it, the accelerator pump primes the engine. Now, when you start it, the choke pull-off opens the flap to give the engine a little bit of air, and at the same time, it lifts up the fast idle cam. So now, you start it, and it goes, da-da-da, and it holds. So we got a bunch going on there. Is the choke getting heat? Is the choke closing? Is the choke opening? Is the choke pull-off got vacuum? Is it opening like it should? Does the choke flap? You know what we use to adjust the choke flap? I'll save you the guess. A drill bit. A drill bit. That's the difference between the front of the flap and the mouth of the carburetor. So what part of town do you live in?
Well, I'm up north, Prescott.
Okay. I don't know anybody. There's good shops up there, I'm sure, but I don't know anybody there. But it would help if you took it into a shop and said to them, this is how I get it running, and this is what I'd like you to look at, and I want to leave it here overnight and have your technician start it in the morning.
And that
would really be the best thing for you. I'm giving you the best. I would embrace you. I'd hug you if you came in and told me that, because we never get that.
2 minutes.
So,
hey, can I ask you another question?
Yep, go ahead.
Car manual. I can't buy a hard copy car manual on a 2006 Firenza. It's a Suzuki.
Okay.
You got to buy computer time by the hour or by the year or by the month. And any suggestions?
An owner's repair manual?
Or the owner's manual.
Manual maintenance repair.
The owner's manual. You can buy those online. And a lot of times they sell them in PDF or a disc. Or you...
Yeah. You can't get them from Suzuki, but you're getting them from online. And I just worry about the validity of it.
Are we talking about a repair manual or an owner's manual?
The big one.
Okay, service. The repair manual. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. You can call around shops to see if anybody's got an old repair manual for your Suzuki in the shelf.
1 minute.
But
now, you guys are using all computers, is that correct?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
So the paperback is just obsolete. Okay.
We don't use those at all. Everything we have is sold to us it's a subscription price that could easily cost $1,000 a month.
What do you do when you break down on 10 bucks two and you're the owner, repair, or maintenance guy, and don't have internet access?
You only have two options. You either tow it to somebody that does have internet. But here, let me tell you, most of us don't use the repair manuals to diagnose your car. Most of us, I don't know about, we're 40 seconds away, 20 seconds away, but I can tell you, my guys haven't opened an owner's manual or a repair manual in a very long time, and if they do, it's for torque specifications for the heads. So it's really not a situation where we struggle. 5% of the cars we'd struggle, but the rest of them we don't. Stay right there. We'll talk in a minute. We'll be back right after this. Minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock. Tom Blackwell with Mark Salem, Blackwell Automotive, 40th and Greenway, Salem. Radio show host here on 960 AM every Saturday between 10 and 12. And John, I think we're done with you, or did you have another question?
Just real quickly, what was the worst car either one of you guys ever owned?
Owned or worked on?
Well, I think consequentially it's both, isn't it?
All right, go ahead.
How about a Renault Fuego? Renault Fuego.
Yeah, but that's almost
overheated.
That's almost as bad as some of the new BMWs and Audis.
Oh, they can't be this
Jaguars
bad.
That have hoses that go from the firewall to the convertible roof, and the set of hoses is $4,000, but the labor's $2,000 to strip the interior and run the hoses.
The most, probably the worst car I ever had, and the most memorable, was a Ford Fairmont.
Okay. Well, Ford anything is a memorable one.
But I know, Mr. Dodge and Chevy. I'm just saying. Okay. Not knocking Fords. I'm just saying. It was the most colorful vehicle.
Okay. All right. Judah, you're up next. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a 2012 Dodge Journey. Actually, sorry, it's my friend's, and his wife has been having issues recently where when going into reverse, it revs up. And also, while shifting, going down road, it revs up and won't go into the next gear.
It sounds like the transmission's slipping. Because when you put it into gear, you expect the RPMs to go down because you've just applied a load from the drivetrain to the engine. And would you agree? Sounds like it's slipping?
Yeah, it sounds like it's slipping. It could have, just like we talked about earlier, a solenoid pack. Mm-hmm. The computer's saying, go into gear. The computer's saying, telling some engine management controls to take over, and the two aren't working together correctly. I'm just...
Yeah, but you left out fluid.
Well, fluid
because
load,
I guess fluid. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't... How many miles are on it? Do you know?
There's under 100,000.
Okay.
And they just picked it up.
They just bought it.
Yes, they just bought it, and it just got out of their warranty. So.
Okay. All right. I think this has a 80% chance of being something that's not anywhere close to a complete full-blown automatic transmission repair. So I think you have an 80% chance of this being something. It's a strange symptom, and somebody needs to drive it. I think I know what you're talking about, but I'd still want to drive it or have one of my guys drive it. Okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Judah. George, you're up next. How can we help you?
Yes, about 2 weeks ago, I sent you an email inquiring about polarity on the connections on a crankshaft position sensor.
Okay.
And you admitted, quite honestly, that you weren't sure. I'll accept that. Nobody else seems to know anything about it. But I do have a question as to what purpose does a crankshaft position sensor serve?
Okay. Well, let me tell you, I think my guess was 5 volts in the ground. Tom, have you got a comment on that?
Well, it'd be 5 volts, yeah.
Okay.
But his question was, is what does it actually do?
No, I know that. I know that. What I said, though, I guessed with him a 5-volt in the ground. Do you agree with that? Because I was guessing.
Yes.
I didn't know if it was a square wave or I didn't know what it was. But you can go ahead and answer the second part of the question, which is the crankshaft sensor. What does it do?
The ECM, the computer, has to know or needs to know which position the crankshaft is in relationship to the camshaft, ignition timing, and fuel injection timing.
And firing order.
And firing order. In some scenarios, like the older Lincolns, for instance, had an EC3 system on it, it was called, and it had a crank position sensor on it, but it didn't have a cam position sensor. A lot of cars now have both. They call it cam and crank correlation. Again, it's information that the computer needs to know about when to put the fuel in, when to put the spark in, what order to put the firing order in, whatever that order may be on that motor.
Okay, and another way to put it is it's the same as dropping in a conventional distributor and putting it on number one cylinder. So you got to know where number one is at. You got to know that it's a four-stroke or two-stroke. So the cam sensor takes the place of the points in the distributor, and it takes place of putting it on top dead center with the number one on the cap. So it's an electronic device that replaced a whole bunch. Most of the time when they have a crank sensor, they don't have a distributor.
Yeah, this still has a distributor, too. So.
Okay, and that's possible if it has
electronics. What year is it? What is it?
It's a 2003 Nissan V6.
Okay. All right. I think that's are you sure it has all the spark plug wires going to a distributor, or are they going to a coil pack? I've been wrong before.
No. They do not have a coil on top of each spark plug, and it's got high tension wires going to the plugs.
I understand. But coil over ignition is one thing, but it can have a coil pack that sits over on the side where you got spark plugs going to it.
The EC3 Ford system had a distributor,
okay,
but it was locked in one position,
okay,
and it had a pickup coil.
Okay,
two wires.
A crankshaft sensor, because it was locked in. He said it has a crankshaft sensor.
Right. Well, the EC3's, the distributor was the camshaft.
Cam
timing. Okay.
All right.
All another deal.
Okay. It's 40 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock. George, thank you very much. And if you have a call or want a question, 602-508-0960. Three minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock. My name is Mark Salem. Tom Blackwell from Blackwell Auto sitting here next to me. And just real quick, let me tell you about another great shop, Harker's Automotive. We just talked about them earlier in the show. It's 38th Avenue and Indian School. Bob and Jeremy know a lot about cars, and I have sent them cars from that geographical area that nobody else could fix, and they've done a good job because the customer won't call and tell me. So they do oil changes and all that other stuff. But if you've got a car that hiccups only on Wednesday morning at 10 and no one else has been able to find it, as long as you can demonstrate the symptom, I almost promise you that they're going to be able to find it and fix it. That's Harker's at 38th Avenue and Indian School. Greg, you're up.
Yeah, I got a quick, easy one for you. 2002 Mercury Grand Marquis. I had a good friend of mine just put on an idler arm yesterday, and driving it home, it seemed to be pulling to the right. Any ideas?
An idler arm, if it has an adjusted a threaded adjustment to the idler arm, then it needs to be aligned. But if the idler arm is fixed on one end and it just rotates left and right, I don't know how an idler arm would cause that.
Well, I don't know how an idler would cause that either.
Yeah.
Maybe it just the steering is just a little tighter and you're picking it up from either an alignment being a problem or a tire pull.
Yeah.
The idler arm was really sloppy, wore out. And it's two bolts to the frame, and then what the center link arm has like a stud sticking up,
right,
and then the idler arm just rests, and then a castle nut,
okay,
and that's it.
Well, you've answered my question because there's no threaded adjustment with the sleeve and two clamps on that installation. So what you might want to do is swap the front tires and see if it changes it, because that's what alignment guy's going to do anyway. If Tom's right, if it was sloppy, real sloppy. It could have hidden it, but cross the fronts, and if that doesn't do it, then any good shop's going to know how to get it to go straight down the road and not make the steering wheel go crooked. That's
what makes a lot of sense, because this idler arm was super, super sloppy, and the tires are, the vehicle sits a lot.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and that's what everybody does in an alignment, swap the fronts, and about 50% plus or minus, that makes a change. Now, it could pull to the other side, which means it's the tire, or you put it on the other side, and all of a sudden everything's fine. Just leave it. But anyway, thank you, Greg. Thank you very much. Rick, you're up next.
Good morning. Hey, good. Before I get to my question, I was just going to say we appreciate what you guys do, a lot of hours you put into this show and your family and your guests, just to let you know that it's appreciated. I listen every week.
Thank you. Thank you for that. But in the defense, and thank you for your question, but both of our wives are very happy when we're here because we pay for the bad decisions we make, and we got called into the general manager's office for a friendly talk. This is where we're allowed to act like two little boys in a closet with a dirty magazine and not say anything about it.
And they're not pointing their fingers at us with a stern look on their face.
That's right.
And flames aren't coming out.
We're in a locked room, and you're not going to believe this. It's padded. And the reason it's padded is it's soundproof, but it looks like it is padding. And so thank you for that. Thank you very much.
You betcha.
Thank you.
Right. My question is about tire monitoring system. Can that be done away with? Or, I mean, is there any way to shut them off? Because I go through a lot of tires, four-wheeling and such, and I'm always having to do that, taking them in and having them switched around and this and that. Is there any way it can be done without?
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have other than original tires on your four-wheel drive?
They're original spec or whatever, but whenever, like, I take them to discount or wherever, they switch the sensor in each tire or whatever. But, like, if I pull the spare off and put it on one, and it's screws it up, and then, you got to take it in there and blah, blah, blah.
I understand. What kind of car are you talking about?
It's a Hummer H2.
What year is it?
08.
When the light comes on, does it tell you which tire it is?
It does.
Okay.
And,
I understand. What happens is when you rotate the tires, you have to tell the computer where the tire went. And so that has to happen. Discount should be able to do that no problem. And I think they do it for free. So it's really a situation where if the tire pressure monitoring system has the range that stock tire was supposed to have, then when you rotate the tires or when you replace tires, if you use the right front wheel and you put a new tire on it, it shouldn't have anything to do with the TPS transmitter inside the wheel. Unless you break it or unless you damage it. So if you want to disable them, yes, you can. Pull the bulb on it.
I'm sorry, pull the bulb?
Yeah, yeah.
On the dash?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just pull the bulb.
Can I use a ball peen hammer for that?
You know what? It's a lot more fun if you just get a .22 caliber rifle and shoot it out of the gas.
get a big drill bit and just drill it right through the middle.
I'll be calling you from Powers Jail on Monday.
You're going to be calling me from jail. Is that what he said? Jail?
Yeah, Towers Jail.
Oh, yeah. That's
the Towers.
The Towers Jail. All right. Thank you for making us last, and thank you for the attaboy. Thank you very much. Harry, what are you doing today?
Hey, how are you doing, Mark?
I'm good. Let me just hang on a minute. Let me just wave my magic wand at you. I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready for it.
No, this is a good thing.
Yeah.
I was just wondering. I hadn't heard. I know I got the deal in the mail from Andy about the Secret Santa deal, and I hadn't heard you say anything today. I didn't know if it had ended or you were what, because I was telling a friend of mine about it, and I says, well, I think it's still going on, but let me check.
Thank you for bringing that up. I'm going to read. Thank you for that. We're in our 30th year of the Secret
Hello?
Santa. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. We're in our 30th year of Secret Santa Club. My wife and I started it 30 years ago. What we did is we went to a lot of auto repair shops and we said, hey, if you give us money, we're going to find a charity and we're going to direct the money directly to it with no cost associated with it. So I'll give you a couple of examples. We go to a rest home and we find those older people that have no families. So we then make Christmas for them. And then if there's some older people there that their family only visits once a year, we'll buy them some slippers. The ladies will have their fingernails done two or three times over the year. We'll have their hair done a couple of times, three times, four times a year. We pay for all of that in advance. We also touch a couple of churches and find families that need help, and we get groceries or clothes for the kids. So we do a lot. And some of the things that we've done have been very, you know, over the last 29 years, we spent $205,756 on families, rest homes, food banks, kids sick at St. Joe's, blankets and food for the homeless in the Tribune, for the Tribune, hundreds of presents for 70 kids in 9 group homes, otherwise they have no mother and father. 55 blankets, 6 elderly people at Friendship Village. We got blankets, robes, slippers, stuffed animals for 10 adults in the nursing home. So, if you want to be part of our Secret Santa Club, you can donate anything you want. We don't care. Then we're going to send you a card every year reminding you that we're getting ready to be fired up. If you ladies want to be involved, then Andy and Renee would be your contacts because they're the ones that do everything. Sometimes we do 2 churches and we're going to ask somebody else to do the second and we'll do the first. Sometimes we'll do 2 rest homes. But we like children with no parents and we like rest homes with elderly people with no families. Those are the ones that the Secret Santa focuses on. Now, here's also something I'm going to tell you, because my wife will be mad if I don't. My wife and I will match the highest donation. Now, there's been a couple of my friends that have made me pay dearly for that, but I'm good for that. So I don't care if it's 100, if it's 500, or it's 5,000. Renee and I match that highest donation. So you don't have to be the highest. If you want to be involved, mark@marksalem.com. Mark, with a K, @marksalem.com. And Andy will get a hold of you, my daughter Andy, or my wife Renee. And that's what we do for the Secret Santa Club. And like I say, 3 years, $205,000 we spent. Not a dollar goes towards gasoline, goes for our expenses. We don't charge anything to go shopping. No money, 100% of your money, goes towards the focus that we have. So thank you for that, Harry. Thank you. And let me take something that's going to make me stop crying. And we talk about Larry Harker's Auto, but Action Auto's at I-17 on Deer Valley. It's a full-serve, family-owned operation that served Deer Valley and North Phoenix since 1983. They're well-known for their ability to fix your problem, to talk to you about it, diagnose it, bid it, and then the ticket comes in a couple of cents under their estimate, or dollars, or whatever. And they have ASE Master Certified Technicians, and Tom, the owner, I've known since 82, 83. So I'm going to send you to somebody I already know that knows what they're doing, has a good heart, and knows right from wrong. That goes for all the shops, but Action Auto Repair is one of those guys. Okay, what do you got to say? What's on your mind?
There's air.
Okay, well, let's go back to Lynn. Lynn's a 70-year-old lady. It's her birthday today. She's single. She's looking for someone to go have a glass of wine with, to go to the movies with. Once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. She's looking for companionship. She's not looking for a steady boyfriend. She's not looking for money. She's not looking for a sugar daddy. She's not looking for, what else is there she's not looking for? She's not looking for a relationship that goes to marriage. Mm-hmm. I'm going to her birthday party this afternoon. I know she's going to be really mad at me. But I'm not giving her last name. And I'm not telling you what kind of a job she had. I'm only going to tell you that if you're 70 or so, and you enjoy women that are strong, polite, but strong, and who can look at someone and say something very stern with their eyes, or perhaps their mannerisms.
Is the Iron Lady.
She's been a customer of ours forever. She's going to kill me for doing this. But we've been really good friends, and Renee and I are going to her birthday party. Uh-huh. But she's just really, really a nice person, and she's always been a nice person. But she does have a gun, and she reminds me about that on a regular basis.
Is it one of those ones like a Derringer? You flip your wrist and it comes right out.
No. It's a gun that she only needs one shot, and she can either make you go to heaven or hell, wherever you and I are going to end up, or she can wing you. But she doesn't do that. But
if she wings you only if she's trying to take and make a point. So that the next time,
yeah, she's going to wing you. she's not that way. We're making fun of her, but it's not that way.
Or if she likes you, you're not going to die on the first shot.
Oh no, she's not going to shoot you if she likes you.
Okay.
She's been a customer of ours. She brings her car in. She sits in the lobby. She's very friendly to everybody in the lobby. She talks to everybody. I mean, she's not the only one that's talking, but she says hi and she greets people. She just has a nice heart. We've known her for Renee and I have known her for a very long time. So when I found out that I was going to her birthday this afternoon at 7 o'clock, I decided that I would do what I'm doing now. And then you know what dropping a dime means?
Yes.
Okay, so I had somebody drop a dime on her that this is what Salem's planning on doing. So I know she's going to
be... She can be ready for it.
Yeah, I don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you play by the rules, you miss all the fun. You know? That's all there is to it.
That's thinking outside the box.
And okay. And then when I get to heaven, he's going to have his hands on his hips. He's going to say, Mr. Salem.
Mark. Can I have a word with you?
He's going to say, some of the stuff you did was not to my liking. Some of it was funny, but some of it was not to my liking. And I'm going to say two things. Number one, with all due respect, there's a lady standing behind you with her hands on her hips. I'm more afraid of her than I am of you, because that's my mom. And number two, I'm going to remind him that you have a guaranteed path to heaven if you believe in Jesus. So I'm going to say, you're right in front of me. I've always believed in you. So step aside and let me... But I think you'll agree, you and I are cut from the same cloth. Most people, the road they live on is kind of narrow, and they kind of stay within the boundaries. Let's call it the curb lines. It's like a one-lane road with curbs on both sides. I don't know about you, but my wife has said your road's 30 lanes wide, and you bounce off the curbs on both sides. I'm not doing anything that is harmful. It's sometimes I do good things. Sometimes I do pranks. Sometimes I stick up for somebody that can't stick up for themselves.
Yes.
And you do the same
thing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to get so far out of the boundaries that I'm hurting myself or anybody else today.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, that's a different story. But anyway.
We'll see you next week.